Say, so there's the Koach of Purim. The Koach of Purim is very well known. You know, perhaps again the most quoted piece of Torah when it comes ultimately again to the Yom Tov of Purim is a statement in the Tikkuni Zohar, where the Tikkuni Zohar says that Purim is Yom Kippurim, that there's a power of tshuva today, that there's a power ultimately again of the ability to change. There's the power of the ability to go ahead and transform ourselves into something dramatic, something amazing, something beautiful, something holy. I'm sorry?
Dramatically amazing.
Dramatically amazing. That's something. Mark it off. Mark it off. Something dramatically amazing. Okay. Usually I don't get rattled so easily. But language, it's, I'm used to hecklers. So Purim offers us this incredible and dramatically amazing opportunity for cathartic, comprehensive change. So I will say, the shaila is what? Like, what is it? So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Rebbe, says something absolutely amazing. And he explains that on Purim there's an amazing halacha. The halacha is that kol haposhet yad nosnen lo. That we know that the halacha is, under normal circumstances, somebody comes to collect tzedakah, so you're allowed to ask for their te'udah, you know, they're allowed to ask for their piece of paper, you're allowed to ask for their credentials, thank you. On Purim, the halacha is, kol haposhet yad nosnen lo. If a Jew asks for money, you give them, how much you give them, that's up to your discretion, but on Purim you have to give. That's the halacha, kol haposhet yad nosnen lo. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbi Yitzchak also echoes the same yisod. So the Zohar also writes that the same way that we observe halacha here, so the Ribbono Shel Olam observes halacha in Shemayim as well. So the same way we go ahead and we say down here in this earth, kol haposhet yad nosnen lo, if someone extends their hand, we give them. So in Shemayim, it's the same exact halacha. Kol haposhet yad, whoever extends their hand, in the Lashon of the Baal Shem Tov is, apashet the hand, whoever extends their hand to the Ribbono Shel Olam, nosnen lo. Today, every other day of the year, even Yom Kippur, every other day of the year, so I extend my hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to earn that extension, so to speak. Right? I have to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something. The greatness of Purim is the same way that if another Jew asks me for something, no questions asked, I give. So today, when I extend my pasha to hand, when I extend my hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no sin lo. But say, that is the power of Purim. And the Baal Shem Tov goes on and he says something so beautiful. He says, this is Mirames to, this is alluded to in the Megillah itself. What do we say? Actually, excuse me, I should say in Shoshanas Yaakov. What do we say in Shoshanas Yaakov? V'gam charvona zachor latov. Even if someone is a charvona. They will say, what's charvona? Charvona is from Lashon, the shorish of charav, of destroyed. Even if someone is broken, even if someone is tzibrachim, even if someone is spiritually compromised, v'gam charvona zachor latov. Today is the day of kol haposhet yad nosnen lo. Today is the day where if we extend our hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no telling what we could accomplish. There is no telling how we can grow. I will say, I know it sounds strange because Purim, we often don't think of Purim as a day of aliyah. We don't think of Purim ultimately as a day of spiritual growth because there's so much simcha, and the simcha itself is a little bit like a little hololos. Sometimes it's a little bit of silliness, which is good. That's part of the nature of the day. It's an amplified, exaggerated simcha, and we're running around the mishloach manos, and all beautiful, so it doesn't really seem like a day of incredible contemplation. Rabbi said, but it is. And so we have to make sure to carve out the time today to just give our pasha the hand, to just extend our hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. I know I'm not always here, and I know I'm not always connected, and I know I'm not always doing the right thing. I'm a human being. I have my good days, I have my bad days, I have my peaks, I have my valleys. But today's Purim, I'm here. Today, Purim, I'm going to have kavanah during my tefillos. Today, Purim, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to daven for others. Today, Purim, I'm going to daven for myself. Today, Purim, ultimately, I'm going to try to figure out how to re-energize and how to reconnect with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the great promise we have is called Haposhet Yad. If all we need to do is extend our hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we do so, no sin lo. We should be zochem mirtz Hashem to make this a day of nesina, to make this a day of giving. We should be zochem to make it a day of giving to others who are in need for the matanos labionim. We should be zochem mirtz Hashem to make it a day of giving, of achdus of giving through mishloach manos. We should make it a day of giving ultimately to ourselves by taking the time. Hopefully, maybe we're not rushing off to work as quickly if we have to go at all. Hopefully, have a little bit of more time to daven, a little bit more time to say tehillim, a little bit of time just to focus on our avodas Hashem. We give to ourselves a little bit in our ruchnius, but most of all, hopefully, we have the schus to be able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give of our time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give of our neshamas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the zuchus of all of that giving, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocate. May this be a beautiful day of bracha, a beautiful day of hatzlacha. May the Ribono Shel Olam shower upon us kol mishalos libenu ad sheyivla sefsosenu milo mardai.
From both sides, this room is being broken down.